Blog Talk Radio.
WFFA on the air radio show, and it is July 21st, and on the line with me is Tamlin Walker. We are going to host the show tonight for the next hour, and we have a bunch of things that we're going to be talking about. So first of all, I just want to welcome Tamlin. Tamlin, are you there?
Yes, I am, Diane. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, thank goodness. I you were so quiet. I wasn't sure if you were there or not. How you doing tonight?
You know what? I'm doing real good, and hello to you and hello to everyone. Really excited to be here again tonight with you.
Yeah, thanks, Tamlin. And we have Nance Werns and Hillary Sinclair. They are they can't make it this show, but they'll join us for the next month. And now I just want to explain to the audience that the chat room is may not be open tonight. We're going to see how it progresses, and if the chat room is up and running, then I'm going to woman that chat room show. And I want to thank, by the way, our sponsor for this month's radio show is Sippin' Internet Cafe, and they are wonderful. It's a nice little cafe in Key West, and we're very grateful to them. Thank you, Penny, and everyone else who works there. So now, Tam, how have you been this? We have things lined up for the show, but how have you been this last month?
This last month has been very good. It is just getting better. It's pretty hot. Still trying to stay cool, but just getting excited about the fall. And the upcoming tournaments, of course. Getting excited about playing some flag football, Diane, in a minute.
We did have a tournament in Houston 1 year in the middle of the summer, and the temperature was 104, and we called it the Hotter Than Hell flag football tournament. And we got TV coverage on their local news. And the fellow who did the sports, he said something like, "Oh, I hate to, how lucky I am to be able to curse on air, because hotter than hell." I guess hell is a bad word. But anyway, it was hot, let me tell you, 104. But the teams went at it. I want to remind listeners, too, that they can join our conversation. We have a great interview, by the way, Tam, with the Norwegian women. There's the team from Grimstad with that funny name, Octopussies, and we know why they're called Octopussies, right, Tamlin?
Absolutely. Eight legs on the octopus, eight players on the team, and they're a good team.
We have to explain that every time I feel guilty mentioning their names on air. But anyway, so the Octopussies gave us a great interview, and you know, with the time difference, it's 3:00 in the morning right now, and so we taped it, and it was a great conversation. You know, and we'll get into that in a minute. But listeners can phone in and join us. It's a live show. We'd love to hear you. The phone number is 347-826-7278. So if you didn't get a pen and paper, I'll talk slowly. Grab a pen and paper. 3 4 7 8 2 6 7 2 7 8.
Give us a call, ladies.
Yeah, there we go. All right, I want to thank BJ for making our radio show possible, and Brian, who's going to man the station tonight. Thank you, Brian, and Tamlin. And Tamlin, thank you for being here too. So now, a couple of things. First of all, we have played two tournaments since our last radio. We had Euring, Denmark, okay, and that was played June 11th and 12th. And I just want to announce there were four teams that competed, and the championship team was the Danish Devils. Second place was, let's see here, final statistics. I got to go to the website for this.
Yeah, that's a statistic.
Okay. Uppsala. Yeah. Uppsala Vultures Fest Tigers came in second place. Third place was Varberg, T-A-J-K-O-N. They have a Finnish woman. No, that's not a Finnish name there. I don't know. It's not easy to pronounce these names. And fourth place came the Glimstad Octopussies. So congratulations to all those teams. And the Danish Devils, they get a chance to free team registration for the next tournament, which happened to be the Oslo Norway tournament. Okay. And that tournament was on the 4th of July weekend, July 2nd and 3rd. By the way, how was your 4th of July, Tam? Did you do anything special?
On the grill, you know, kind of laid back in the yard and enjoyed the weekend. Listen to everybody else's fireworks.
This is what?
Listen to everyone else's fireworks.
Oh, okay. We had here in Key West, we had a great display. They spent $30,000, the Chamber of Commerce, and it was really great. We went down to the beach, and talk about hot. Let me tell you something. Key West is usually warm, you know, throughout the year. The summer months have been pretty tremendous. We are, I guess it's like 92, 94, and I got no AC in my house, so that's that makes it a little bit more tough. But anyway, I got the result. Huh?
I'll take it any day. Any hot day in Key West is better.
Okay.
Anywhere else.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Okay, just to be in Key West. I'll tell you, it is a happening town, you know. I mean, there's tourists all over, and there's always something to do. It really is. It's nice, and you can walk everywhere. It's a 2x4 mile island. Okay, now I got the results for the Oslo tournament. Now, this is going to be the beginning of our discussion, Tam, okay? You ready here?
Yeah. Okay.
You got your seatbelt on?
Got my seatbelt on and it's sent. IWFFA.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet. Okay, that's great. So, championship team, Oslo Tigers, okay? Second place, Oslo Loose Women's Team.
Yes.
The third place team was Oslo and Moss Penguins. And the fourth place team was Glimstad Octopussies. Okay?
Okay.
So all Norwegians in this tournament, the Danes had Swedes, Danes, and Norwegians. This is strictly Norwegians. Now, that loose women's team was pretty special, and this is what I want to talk about, because we're thinking about doing something new and radical for our IWFFA tournaments. First of all, a loose women's team. Tam, what is a loose women's team?
A loose women's team, Diane, is built up of women who come to a tournament and either want to play on a team or women who come and are, let's say, recruited to play on a team. But either way, these women have maybe at some point played flag football or male football, but at that particular time, they just want to participate in the tournament and play on a team. That's what the team is comprised of, those loose women who have come to join that team. It's a beautiful thing.
Right. And they don't have a team of their own, and they want so much to play, and either they are begging to play or we beg them to play, and you happen to be a loose woman. And our motto for the loose woman, what is it?
Once a loose woman, always a loose woman, Diane.
Bingo. How does it feel to be a loose woman, Tamlin?
It's feeling real good with the upcoming tournament. I haven't played in 4 months now. And, you know, I pulled my cleats out this afternoon and kind of blew a little dust off of them. And I'm ready to get ready for the next couple of months and watch, you know, and listen and learn and talk football again. And just to be around the women and to share that experience more than anything kind of goes hand in hand with playing. So I just got a real big smile on my face right now.
Well, now, and you talked about being with the other women, how much fun that is. Let me tell you, for this, and it's true, the camaraderie, on the loose women's team, these are individual women who join for the first time before the tournament to play against these other competitive teams who've been practicing, and that takes guts. And there they are in the tournament. Everybody plays equal amount of time. Whether you're a hot dog or you're used to sitting on the bench, everybody is on the field same amount of time. And it is a very special feeling. And that's why the loose women's team is so special. Now, in Oslo, it happened last year, and this year I decided to define it. There was, on the regular loose women's team, there were 8 players, and we had 4 Danes who were supposed to play on the loose women's team, and there was an emergency. They couldn't make it. Okay, so there we have a loose women's team with 4 players. Same thing happened last year in the Oslo tournament. The loose women's team, no, it was the Grimstad Octopussies team. They only had 4 players, okay? So what do you do? Well, these Scandinavian women had said, well, we'll loan them our players when we're not playing. Okay, that's a great thing, isn't it? I mean, that's really nice, right? When you're not playing, you can borrow some of our players, okay? So last year I was there, and like I said, and it was really special, Tam. I mean, how sweet it was. You know, just before each loose women's game, all these women from these other teams, you know, came up and they says, would you like me to play? And there was never a problem, trouble getting enough women. There was plenty. And on the field, it was magic. Now, this year, same thing. We did it again, okay? I wasn't there, by the way. But they loaned players to the loose women's team, and it just so happens the Oslo loose women made it into the championship game. Now, it's slightly different, would you say, Tam? You've just loaned players to the loose women's team. They knocked you out of the championship game, and they used some of your players to get there. How would you feel, Tamlin, about that?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I would have to say I would definitely, you know, loan out a few players, but it would have to be maybe from my second string. And, you know, and then if my team gets beat by my, you know, second string or whatever, then that's good. That's great, too. Then, you know, they deserve that W. So, yeah, you know, if, once you get that win or you demonstrate that you can come together as a team and play like that, you certainly deserve that win. So I wouldn't have a problem with that at all, but I would try not to loan them my quarterback, you know, or my running back or my tight end, something like that. But it's still all in fun. And I would hope to see both teams a good game on that.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. I mean, if the loose women's team needed a quarterback and you got a great quarterback, would you give her up? You wouldn't give her up, or would you?
If I didn't have a game, sure. Yeah. But
okay,
if I loan my quarterback and they win, and then I'm set to play them in the next phase, then, you know, where is my quarterback, with the loose team or with me?
Okay.
So you got to kind of be making sure you have your ducks lined up, because, you know, I'm always saying you come there to play well against some good teams.
Well, you know what? This is going to be an interesting question, and we're going to call up some women in the States later on. But you know what? I think we should hear from the Glimstad Octopussies, because we talked a little bit about that with the team. I wonder, Brian, if you could play the recording for the from the Glimstad Octopussies, because it was a great interview. It's 14 minutes long. And, Brian, can you put that on for us, please?
Okay, and with me now, all the way from Norway, are the Octopussies, the Glimstad Octopussies, and I have a part of their team. I have some of the players. I have Åsa, who coaches, Tonya, Anat. I have, I'm not sure if Monica's on the line yet, and Gerda. So, ladies, welcome to IWFFA Radio, and how's everyone feeling this evening?
And you're so good. Just fine.
Yeah, you could all just say yes.
And yes,
but just fine. Yeah, okay. So maybe what we could do is, just to keep the order for the conversation so it doesn't get confusing, Åsa, you could be the first speaker. Tonya, you could be the second speaker. Anat, you could be the third. Gerda, you could be the fourth. And then if Monica joins us, she could be the fifth, okay? Because I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions so that our listeners out there can understand that flag football in Scandinavia is quite a bit different than the flag football in North America, and that would be the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And recently, we had the USLU 12th Annual Flag Football Tournament, and each of you, except for Anat, had played in this tournament. Can you tell me, was it a good event? How did the Octopussies do? Would you like to share for yourself personally a little bit about the USLU tournament? Åsa, I begin with you.
Yes. It was a great tournament. We're training outdoors from May to November, and from November to May, we're training indoors in a gym. So we have been training a lot and practicing the place, and made up some place special for our team, and we also have played much defense to learn defense, and in the tournaments we did very well, especially in defense. So yes. It was a good experience to see that what we practice on actually works.
Uh-huh. Tonya, would you add to what Åsa just explained about the defense for the Glimstad Octopussies?
Yeah, it's quite good to see that the team can work together, and that we learn to trust our teammates and in ourselves. And you can see that all the training is making all the players better in their position.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of credit because the other team sees how they are developing.
Mm-hmm. So how many trainings does the Octopussies have, and what are they? Can you describe what you do during these trainings?
Yes, we train two times a week, on Tuesday and Thursday, and we just practice defense and offense, and we practice on a different place, and we play games to learn to catch and throw and kick the balls.
Mm-hmm. And Gerda, you're very special because it's almost a family affair with the Gerolsons, right? Is that how you pronounce your last name? Okay. So
yeah, we're a big family.
It's a big family. Thank goodness for the Grimstad Octopussies, I think. You have like...
Yeah.
How many relatives do you have playing on the Grimstad Octopussies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my little sister. She's playing in the center.
Uh-huh.
And she is almost 2 years younger than me. And I have my oldest daughter. She's 14. And she is the other... center and guard, left guard.
Uh-huh.
And I have my other daughters, Sandra and Natalia, on 10 and 12. They are with us when we are training, but not on the match.
Yeah.
And I have my cousin there, Monica. She's my cousin. Yeah. And I have my aunt's baby on the team.
Okay, so then I know with the trainings, though, it's you have all different ages. You have very young boys and girls, correct? And the women who train all together. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So ladies, though, and it sounds wonderful, really, and it sounds like, I was in Grimstad last year, and Rigmor Brock and Rigmor Casper, they were the first two women that I met, and I thought it was wonderful that Rigmor had volunteered to be the manager of this team. There were no players, but she offered to be the manager, and Rigmor Casper offered to coach, even though she never played the sport before. And what's come out of it is we have another coach, Orsa. We have Anat is... on the IWFFA committee, and we have a lot of women from Grimstad and their families who are a part of this team. So it's really a wonderful social as well as competitive opportunity. But one thing I wanted to talk a little bit about, so this Norway tournament, if there are not enough, we had the loose women's team this year, and there were eight players. There were four Danes and four Norwegians, and at the last minute, it was an emergency. The four Danes couldn't make it. So there was the tournament, and there was a loose women's team with four players. And what we do in Scandinavia when there's not enough players on a team is we loan players from the other competing teams to make enough players so that they could play. And I've called it the loose women's team, just to identify this special team. Now, here in the States, I would say that would be very unusual in a sports competition because it's competitive. And as it turns out, in the Oslo tournament, this loose women's team made it into the championship game. And describe to us, Is it a good thing in the tournament to have this loose women's team? Just share your thoughts, because we're thinking about incorporating this for all of our...
Hello?
Hello? Monica, is that you? Okay, Asa, would you share your thoughts about this special team in the tournament, please?
I think it's wonderful that the teams are willing to borrow players to the loose team, and it's very special for this sport. I have played soccer in many years, and it's totally different. It's more fair, and the teams help each other, and I think it's very good for the sport. And when there are so few teams in the tournament, it's good to have one more team, so I can play more games, matches.
Okay. Now, Tonya, last year we had the same situation in the Oslo tournament. Glimstedt Octopussies did not have a full team, and so you were actually on that team and had borrowed players from the other competing teams. What was it like for you, Tonya, as a player? Each game in the tournament, then, you had new players coming onto the field to play with you. Was it difficult? Can you describe what it was like?
The first tournament in Oslo last year, that was my first tournament, so everything was new, everything was scary. So for me, it was kind of a safety having players that already knew the game and could show me things. I didn't think it was a problem that it was new players every game, because every team plays differently and every team makes you see something different than other players do, and especially in Scandinavia, I think the sport is one big family. It's always nice to see people in the tournaments, and people are always polite, and I think it's one of the things that make the sport very attractive in the Scandinavia, because it's so very different from all the other team sports, and everyone who joins up gets this good feeling that you are really welcome and there's a place for you in the team or in anywhere, even if you can't play.
Very good. Anat, you're a new player. You were not there in Oslo. You were there for Euring. And you also were the one who wrote some very descriptive words about the mission statement for the IWFFA. I'm just trying to identify you. With our listeners, we had read your letter last month's radio show. How do you see this phenomenon or this special team or for the IWFFA compared to other sports, and or perhaps for our mission statement of the IWFFA? I mean, you have to admit, listening to Åsa and Tonya, that it is something different. It is something special. They sound as if they really are in love with this concept, this loose women's team. How do you think this falls into the IWFFA mission statement?
Well, I think it's just wonderful that people are willing to share their players so that there can be more teams to play with. And I haven't seen anything like it in any other sport, so I just think it's very wonderful for IWFFA.
Do you think perhaps that this would be smart for us to include in all of our tournaments, not just in Scandinavia, but in the United States, Canada, and Mexico?
Yeah, there should be a loose women teams on every tournament, because you really learn to share, and I think that's really important. And even in America and Canada, they should learn to share and not be so competitive.
Now, Gerda, you are very special because not only do you share this camaraderie with the other players from the other teams, but your own family members. What's that like to play with all of your family in this flag football?
Oh, I think it's very fun. We have the fun on the training, and I think it's important to me to. Okay, I'm a mom with three children. I work. and I could do something with my children, go on flag football and have fun. And the trainer, she is very fond of her children, so we have it fun.
So it makes it extra special. Also, did we get another player to join our conversation? Monica, are you with us in this phone conversation? No. Okay. Monica was a player on the Octopussies. I phoned just a short while ago for her to join our conversation. She was out in the yard, but she didn't have paper and pen, so I suggested she write in the dirt. And who knows, if maybe the wind blew and she lost the phone number or the code. But, you know, it was wonderful to have you Octopussies on the radio with us, because we're going to enjoy listening to you and sharing your experiences with the rest of us this Thursday. Every third Thursday is our radio show. Now, because of the time difference, there's 6 hours difference. The show begins at 9 p.m. at night, and it will be 3 in the morning, so you'll all be sleeping. But we have another minute for this segment. Would you like, would any of you women like to add something for our listeners? Would you like to share something else while we have the Octopussies on the air? Orsa, would you like to add something else?
Yes, I think that in Grimm's Octopussies we have very much focus on fair play, and because the sport is so new in Norway, we're trying to make a good foundation for other teams and make the sport fair from the beginning. And yes,
that's wonderful. That's really very interesting. So you are building up the sport in Norway, and you definitely want to serve as a role model. Tanya, any last thoughts thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
I only think that the tournament in Denmark shows that if you go with a smile on the field, you get a smile back, even from the one you're playing against. So I think that what Åsa said about we're trying to play fair really got noticed in Ehring, and other teams really respected it. So I think we set a standard, and I think other teams will try to get where we are, because our team, I don't know how to explain it, but everyone's happy, even though if you get knocked down, you get up and you smile and you say, oh, here's the flag, and oh, I'm sorry, but you take everything with a smile and you get a smile back. So I think people think it's very fun to play against us.
Wow, that's profound what you've just said. Thank you for that. And Anat, how about yourself?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I just love how Grimm's Octopussies are happy on the field, even if we win or lose, and it's just amazing.
Very good. And then Gerda?
Yeah, I can say that I remember when we were in Oslo, a lady on one of the other teams said, when you're playing against them, she said, it's so fun to play with you. It's only a smile on your face every time.
How sweet. So the Grimstad Octopussies, also the winner of the Fair Play in Ehring, Denmark. You took home that award, which was very special to the team, I know. We did a tournament survey, and I think almost every player made mention of that. And congratulations, ladies. Good luck. I know that the Gothenburg-Sweden tournament is coming up, and I have a feeling that you Grimstad Octopussies are going to start putting some score on the scoreboard. And before you know it, maybe you think sometime soon the Grimstad Octopussies would become the champs of a tournament. Is that possible in the near future, do you think, Åsa?
Yeah. Yes, we're going to be the champions.
And Tanya, is that in the near future of the tea leaves for the Grimstad Octopussies?
We can only hope. I believe that everyone in Oslo thought that we won when we scored our first touchdown. So
Yeah.
I think we're going to lose to Bianchi champions anyway, so.
Yeah. And that's in the near future, the Grünstadt Octopussies championship team.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be world famous.
World famous. And, Gerda, what do you say?
Yes, far, far away. But, like Tony said, the touchdown in Oslo. Oh, my God, I remember it.
Oh.
It was lovely.
You go to bed with those sweet dreams, I bet, right? You still have that in your image in your head?
Yes.
Oh.
We won the whole game.
That's wonderful. All I can make, the only, Sierra, I would suggest that you and your family have some grandchildren now, so that would be the seed for the flag football in Norway, is to be
I was going to tell them.
Okay, very good. Okay, ladies, Octopussies, thank you so much, and good luck in Gothenburg tournament, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Tamlin. Wow. Wasn't it interesting to hear these women from another country play IWFFA flag football? Isn't it really interesting to hear how they think and feel?
Yeah, it's very interesting, and that was a very good piece. I felt like I was right there in the room with you guys, just taking it all in. And, yeah, it's a common language that I learned that we speak, though. Once you understand it, you can hear the love of the sport from them. You can hear how they love, you know, the IWFA, what flag football has given to them, you know, as a group, as a whole. And then they have their family playing, their daughters and everything. And, I mean, they just sound really happy. And,
And you know, you know. Also, they had said a couple of things that that stood out. One of those things, they clearly said that playing flag football, their experience has been very different from all other sports that they've played, and with this loose women's team, they've never ever experienced anything like that in any of the other sports. And I think, you know, listen, Tam, years ago, I thought it was revolutionary how we created the loose women's team, the IWFFA. It was, you know, what would happen back then was there would be individual women who didn't have a team. They asked us if they could play, and we would let them play on the local team, the Key West team, you know, for the Kelly McGillis Classic tournament. And so finally, there was enough women, we decided to have them create their own team. And we thought, what should the name of the team be? And, well, they're loose women, call it the loose women's team, you know, loose players, loose women's team. And that was by accident. And I think the same thing here, too. I think we may be on to something, Tamlin. You know, they described the support that they give one another during the games. You know, I think, and off the field, you know, we have some of these women, they've been playing for over 10 years. And, you know, I was talking to another flag football player who said that, you know, they're new players. It's so fresh. Wait some more years when they get more highly skilled, they're going to naturally become more highly competitive. But Tim, we've got players over there for over 10 years. And they have not taken on that kind of, you know, win or nothing. Winning is everything. There really is something different over there in Scandinavia. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's definitely something different over there in Scandinavia. And I can't wait till it's my turn to play over there one day. But, Diane, I do have in the corner of my notes here that we were going to give Mickey Jones a call around 9:30, 9:40.
Well, before we bring on Mickey, let me just say this. What do you think for our highly competitive women, do you think that they would not be in favor of this loose women's team? Do you think they would be willing to try it? And Mickey Jones, I don't think the chat room is not open. She's not on, well, she may be listening to the show. I think she's competitive. I think she's very highly competitive. Brian, can you call up Mickey Jones for us, please? And let's get her take on it. Thanks for reminding me, Tamlin.
Yes, I definitely wanted to see if we can bring her on and get her take on it. And, yes, again,
okay.
My hat goes off to the Scandinavian team. And, you know, my take on it is this, Diane, also, you know, if you have the opportunity to play, okay, on a loose women's team, like in Key West, the very first one, I think we had one player that was like an international player. And, you know, her language barrier was kind of challenging right there at the time. But, you know, that was when we only lost by like one touchdown. And
yeah.
We had played the Key West team. Now, to play on a loose women's team, I think that's just icing on the cake, because it will allow you, you know, to play with women who come from teams versus
yeah.
women who just come to play the game, or, you know, are athletes in their own right. But, you know, for the most part, they just, you know, play pickup. So, yeah, I would be all for it. I would be all for being exposed, you know, to that type, that level of play, to the coaches, you know, to the training, yeah, because I love playing with my loose women, don't get me wrong, but just to have the opportunity with women who definitely play organized, and you just so much education and so much in the huddle, and just every play, you know, you just
it's, well, it's a, it, you know what, it, I mean, if we offered it, had it for all our tournaments, it would give our very highly competitive women, all our players, this great chance to experience something very interesting. But I wonder now, Brian, can you call up Mickey for us? We had given phone numbers to him, and we'll just let him call her up, and then once we get her on the line, we'll see what her take on it is. She's very competitive, like I said, so... Let's see, a ring-a-ding-a-ding.
Mm.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding. Maybe we're having, as they say, technical difficulties.
You know, I had the opportunity to almost play at that international game in Key West, and that's another thing I would like to play, you know. I had my own little experience, though, my great experience playing with a couple of Canadians, Hillary Sinclair,
yeah.
Our very own Hillary Sinclair, and She taught me a lot. Her dad, he coached us. He taught me a lot, too. I can't wait to take what he taught me to the next loose women's game. So, yeah.
That was Doug Sinclair. And the next tournament coming up is the Kate Clinton Classic, P-Town, Massachusetts. And you know what? We may be having technical difficulties that we can't get Mickey on the line. But, Brian, if... you just ring away, and you can interrupt us during our conversation. But, you know, that Kate Clinton Classic in P-Town, Massachusetts, September it is, from the 17th, 18th, there's two slots. We could take two more teams into that tournament. We have a pre-registration, and if you go to the IWFFA.com website, click on tournaments, go down there to the Kate Clinton Classic. You'll see the very funny video that Kate Clinton did for us. What did you think about that video that Kate did for us?
I am going to there now. Was experiencing my own.
Tamlin, you've seen this video she did for us, haven't you, by now?
Okay, this is the same one that's been up there with the funny video.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Just,
you watch it. And I'll just – and we have a loose women's team, of course, for the P-Town tournament. That's another special tournament. Eight-team max. We've got the six teams already. There's room for two more teams to come in. And it's just a nice feel. It's a small town. It's similar to Key West, a little bit smaller. But walking distance from the host hotel, which is the boat slip, to the field. And every night there's a party, and that is your next experience as a loose woman, Tamlin. You're going to have a great time. And so also, I just want to give women out there a reminder. In October, we have our first annual tournament in Mexico. Now, the Mexicans are very competitive. They always, when they come to Key West, they usually bring home a championship trophy, and they are going to host the first annual IWFFA Mexico flag football tournament, October. Get those passports ready, and there are special package deals for the players to make it affordable, and put that in the back of your head and start talking it up to your team. So, Tam, did you see the video?
Diane, my video is, it's getting there. It's loading. I got lost.
All right.
You know what?
Okay,
I try so hard to be on top of things.
That's okay.
Tonight.
Listen, that's all right, Tam. Listen, no Mickey, no fast internet access for Tamlin. You know, tonight, though, is a special radio show. We're going to announce where the 21st Kelly McGillis Classic International Women's and Girls Flag Football Championship and World Challenge will be. You know that, Tamlin, right? Okay. Could you have a drum over there? You got to. Should we do it now? We're going to give it the old drum roll. Okay, I don't know if we're ready yet for that announcement. You know, no, this is going to be an hour show. I say we leave people hanging until the last 5 minutes, or is that cruel? Do we announce now, Tamlin?
Let's save it for a little bit longer. It's in the United States.
Well, that's the whole thing. It could be in another country. It could be in another city.
You know what? The teams are going to follow the Kelly McGillis Classic wherever it is, and the support and the sponsorship is going to follow Diane Burleson because you're a class act. Yes, ma'am. So it doesn't matter where it is. We look forward to it in 2012, and we're just looking forward to the experience because that will always be my first love, the Kelly McGillis Classic.
Okay, then I'm going to give you some hints, all right? We're not going to drag it till 5 minutes before the show. I'm going to give you
a... Hillary is
listening. Huh?
I said I'm sure Hillary is listening.
Oh, Hillary is
listening.
All
over the web.
Okay.
That you were going to announce it tonight, so...
Yeah, no, I'm going to give you some hints, all right? First of all, I'm going to whistle a tune to let you know which country it's in, okay?
Okay.
You ready? All right.
I'm ready.
No? You don't
know? Are we going with the country or the state? America, United States of America. So we're on the right.
I said, wait a second, but it sounds like you're taking a guess.
Oh,
it sounds
okay.
Like you're guessing that. All right. Okay, so we're breaking down the globe. Okay, which country? So you say, are you sure from that whistle, that tune?
Yes.
So you say you say it's somewhere in America?
It was such a good rendition. Whistling rendition. Well, I have to go with America. Very crystal clear. Good job.
Okay. So let's see. Now, ding, you're correct. Okay, it's in America. Okay, now, what state? Okay, you know what? I have to think of something for the state.
Have their college anthem. I'm just kidding.
No, you know, each state, they have their own flags, and it gets, I never ever studied each state's flag when I went to school. Okay, wait a second, though, but I got another good hint.
Okay.
You're going to have to really think about this. Okay, you ready? It's going to be another whistle. You ready?
Another whistle.
This is going to help you. This whistle, this song is going to help you discover what city and what state the 21st Kelly McGillis Classic is going to be. played. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready, Diane.
All right. Does it seem familiar? Have you ever heard that tune before?
I can't say that I have, Diane.
Okay, here's
I'm
another
foolish.
Hint. Here's another hint. Man, you got it. Please, I wish there were more people on the line.
I'm online. I know that before.
I have some help.
All right. I got to tell you, BJ over at the radio station has just texted me. She knows what song it is.
Okay.
All right. I Dream of Jeannie with
right.
the light
that was the
brown
first
hair.
One.
Okay. And there was a TV show years ago called, you remember I Dream of Jeannie? She popped out of the bottle. You never saw I Dream of Jeannie?
Yes, I remember I Dream of Jeannie and Major Nelson and Healy.
Yeah. Okay, now, listen.
Can you hear me?
Bingo, we are right there. Okay, now, Tamlin, what,
yes.
where did Major, what's his name, work? Where?
I'm in Florida.
Yeah, okay. Florida. And where in Florida? He was a major. What did he do?
An astronaut.
He was an astronaut, right. And where do we fly? Where do we fly those shuttles out of? Where?
We fly those shuttles out of Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, Cape Canaveral.
Canaveral.
Okay, there we go. So listen, it's going to be exciting because we're moving the event away from Key West to give it another location for the benefit of our international teams, to give it a different flavor, to let the hosting group, which is going to be the Blue Wave, okay?
Blue Wave.
Blue Wave, and they're very competitive. We should, you know what, maybe we should, I wish they, Mary or Ed or any of their players, Blue Wave women, were on the line to find out what they think about having a loose women's team in the tournament. But, they're going to host the 21st, and we're really excited. So the dates are going to be, by the way,
in February.
It's going to be 21st, Kelly McGillis Classic. It'll be in Cocoa Beach, Florida, which is a wonderful tourist town. February 16th to the 19th, okay? It's not going to be a week long. February 16th to the 19th, and that's next year. And
tournament.
And,
I love it.
Yeah. And then from there, you know, we move it around like the Olympics. So we're trying to wait a second. Listen, so we are definitely going to give it a new flavor, and it's the 21st. We enter a new generation for the Kelly McGillis Classic, and Kelly McGillis stays with the event as well. She may very well be there.
And
now, Tamlin, so congratulations to Ed Gonzalez, Mary Angelini, all the Blue Wave women, and Tamlin, believe it or not, listen, we got Mickey on the line.
Oh, great.
Mickey. Yeah, Mickey, hello, greetings.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, Mickey. Now listen, have you heard any of the show?
Yes, I've heard the show. I just couldn't get in. I don't know what's on my phone.
Okay, all right, Mickey, then. Would you say you are a competitive woman?
Of course.
Okay, of course. Like, yeah, so like winning is more important than anything?
No, not that competitive. Having fun is most important.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, then here's the question. You know, in Scandinavia, they loan players from their own team to another team called the Loose women's team, okay? It's a little different than the loose women's because during the competition, they'll actually loan their players to this one team. And in this loose, they happen to make the championship game, this loose women's team. How do you see that for our games here in the States? Do you think that the American women would like to do that, or do you think that they winning is more important and they would rather play? It's a competition. It's a tournament. They want to win. What do you think, Mickey?
Honestly, I believe that, I hate to say it like this, but Americans, we...
Oh, Mickey, before you begin, there's a sound coming behind you. Can you lower the volume on your computer?
Done. I'm on my phone, but it's done. I lowered it as possible.
Okay. Now, be thoughtful, Mickey. You're our only speaker, and sharing her opinion with us, so go for it.
I believe that Americans want to just win by any cost, by any means necessary. So... there are a few of us that just want to have fun, but when you get to that level outside of, I don't know, elementary school, that you want to win, and that's all you care about is winning. And that's how we believe. I think that on a personal level, I just want to have fun. Yeah, I would love to win. I love the accolades that come with winning. It comes with winning. But in the end, all the tournaments I've been to Key West, my biggest factor was I had fun. I met new people, and I just had fun. And to me, that's all that matters. But overall, winning was the biggest thing that people thought about. That was the biggest thing in the clubs and at the bars, and in all the like events that there were, you know, that you guys gave. Winning was like, I gotta win on the competitive level.
Yeah.
On the other levels, you know, we were just having fun in the parking lot, meeting people, and just, hey, what are you going to do tonight? Let's hang out here. Let's hang out there. But on the, you know, the top competitive level, it was about winning.
Wow. So what do you think? Do you think maybe if we had that team incorporated in all of our IWFFA tournaments, do you think that maybe we would kind of push the highly competitive teams away? Or maybe it would be a great experience for them to lighten up and enjoy the experience, the excitement on a different level. What do you think would happen if we incorporated it in our IWFFA tournaments?
I think it depends on the age and maturity level. I think that the 2018 to 25 group would be like, that doesn't matter, I just want to win. But the older group would be like, and I hate to say it, I'm getting older, but the 25 and older group would be like, hey, you know, we're here to have fun. If we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. We just met new people, and we had fun. So it depends on what market you want to target. You know, it depends on, you know, what like I said, like, what market you want to target at, and what are you looking for? Does black football need exposure? Of course. Women's sports just in general needs exposure. Does black football need exposure? Yes. But it depends on how you want to promote it, how you want to market the black football league.
Well, let me stay on the line with us, Mickey. Tamalyn, let me ask you, because remember those Scandinavians, those Grimstad women, they said that they play many other sports, but because of this loose women's team, it made it so much different than all their other sports that was unique. What do you think? Do you think we should market this these type of athletes, or should we go for the number one team?
Okay. First of all, excuse me. How you doing, Mickey?
Hey.
And she certainly hit the nail on the head, but I'm all for it. I'm all for the loose women. Anything that we can do to move forward, the Scandinavian women have already proved it's been successful. And we're there to have a lot of fun, but you know, some of those teams come for W's. They come for trophies, and just that loose women's team took second place. And that's something unheard of, because I'm 0 for 5. I'm still proud to say as a loose woman. But, you know, I'm going to get that first win sooner or later, and I may get it as a loose woman. So I'm all
well, you
for
know,
it.
I, and, you know, too, I think that the, look, I'm the founder, the organizer of the IWFFA, and, you know, each year it seems that the mission statement or why I'm doing this becomes more and more clear. And I got to share with you guys, when I listen to these Scandinavian women, you know, and I've been over there for these tournaments too, it really is very special. And I would love for our American teams, especially, I think the Canadians and Mexicans, you know, something about, they kind of get it. The American women, and it's not true. I'm stereotyping, of course. I mean, we have plenty. Mickey, you know that there's plenty of American women who are great sports, like whether they win or lose. And you know, but I agree with you, Mickey. I think that there's a, and I could be wrong, but I get the feel that a lot of the American teams are they play to win. And I know here in Key West, you know, we have a very strong baseball program in the high school. You got to see these parents at the games. They're nuts. You know, God forbid that their son gets called in a strikeout, the umpire has to worry about his life. It's I'm not over exaggerating. It's that crazy. And so the children have grown up with this from their parents. And I think in our society, look, Nike said it at the Atlanta, Georgia Olympics, to take the silver is not the gold, right? But what
right.
do you think? Do you think this would be a great chance for these women to experience? Because I say once they experience this phenomenon, that they would understand the sport in a different way. Do you think, Mickey, you think we should start incorporating this? You know, we got the P-Town tournament coming up.
Right.
You think maybe we should save one of those slots for the loose women's team? What do you think?
I'm like, you know, my other partner here on the phone. I'm 2 for 3. So the 3 times I've played in Key West, I've won 2 tournaments as loose woman. So I just know, I know the winning aspect, but I know the losing part. And that feeling, I still had a good time. But the same, it was a different camaraderie. It was just a different feel. And I haven't played any other tournaments with, you know, IWF outside of Key West. But I do believe that if you pick the right people, and that's hard to do in the sport, especially women's sports, that if you get the right mentality, that it'll thrive anywhere. But it all depends on, you know, the people that are playing. I mean, because we just keep it honest, it's flag football. It's not a professional sport internationally. It's not women's, you know, soccer. It's not women's international basketball. It's not those sports. It's just, it's flag football, and it is what it is. We're out there to have a good time, get some exercise, and have fun.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mickey. Sorry.
Go ahead, Diane.
Well, you know what else? I know that, you know, we do surveys following each tournament. And after that Key West tournament, there were some players who didn't think 3 games was enough or even 4 games. And, you know, if the players wanted to play more flag football during a tournament, hello, this would be a great opportunity for them to jump in and get some more game time, you know. So that would be a bonus to have a loose women's team. The only thing, though, Tam, what do you think? Tam, here's a question for you. Like what happened in Norway was it just so happened that the loose women's team made it into the championship. Do you think that would make some of the women, you think they would be able to take that? I mean, it's one thing if you have a loose women's team, you loan players to the team, and they didn't make it into the playoffs or the championship. They didn't threaten your chance to go all the way. What do you think would happen if the same thing happened in Norway would happen to, say, P-Town if we had the loose women's team? How do you think those American teams would take it?
Well,
I don't think the dog is not taking it so good.
I know. I'm sorry. That's me.
That's okay.
Tamlin?
No,
I was sitting here and I was thinking, I must say I had four games in West the last tournament. I played four, and I think we were slotted for five, and it was forfeit with one team. So that was a lot of games to get in one tournament, those four. So in each game, you know, I mean, but anyway, on that aspect, I asked myself, would North American teams, be so easy to loan their players to a loose women's team as, you know, the Norway women, the Scandinavian women? No, they loan them to, when we play international, the World Challenge games, you know. But, like I said, would they loan out, you know, Blue Wave, let's say they have Blue Wave A and B, they have two teams, but two, you know, pretty much championship teams. But, you know, just not say them, your other teams in Texas or Chicago, will they loan out their players and loose women? That's a survey that needs to be, you know, go out too, but, you know, the women want to play. Whose hands is it that call in, the player or the coach? So, you know, they definitely want to play and play in more games, you know. So, especially internationally, when you got teams like Canada and Mexico there at these tournaments, I don't know.
Go ahead, Mickey, you wanted to say something? Okay. You know, the Mexicans are very competitive, and they're also very sweet. And I can't imagine they not being willing to loan players for this loose women's team. I could be wrong. The Canadians, I don't know. I don't know about the Canadians, and I don't think many of the American women would. However, you know, our promotional tour across the U.S. is going on, and, you know, during our promotional tour, we start new teams with women who have never played before. This would be interesting. You know, over in Scandinavia, IWFFA introduced the sport. We brought flag football to Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Iceland. And you know what? Whether it's the culture or whether it's the efforts of the IWFFA, I think IWFFA deserves credit with creating such camaraderie amongst these Scandinavians. I think we should be able to take credit for that, because we showed the women how to play, explained to them about the rules, about good sportsmanship on and off the field, but really it's not just written in the rules. I mean, we explained it. And I wonder if here in the USA for that promotional tour, if we could do the same with groups of women. We're going to start new teams for the USA for women's flag football. It would be interesting. You know what, Tim? We should do record some information on that, so we could do like a little research on this whole phenomenon. But anyway, ladies, we have we're going to go till 10:15. We've got 6 minutes left of the show. Mickey, how nice it is for you to join us. Mickey is a loose woman. She happened to play in the competitive loose women's team. She happened to have won two championships as a loose woman. And you really are a wonderful asset to the organization, Mickey. And how nice that you're able to join us tonight. But I just said a bunch of things. You want to add to interject and share some opinions of what I just rambled just now?
Oh, of course. Thank you for the compliments. And I've always had a great time coming to Key West. I do believe, and I'm an advocate for women's sports, I do believe that what you're doing is just phenomenal. I believe that once it gets on, people will be like, hey, you know, it's great. I still keep in touch with my Swedish, you know.
Mickey, you're breaking up. If you're on your cell phone, maybe you can go to another area of your room. But I think you were just saying you still keep in touch with your Swedish.
Yeah, the Swedish teacher from the internship back, I think it was 2005, 2006. And actually, God, I can't think of their all of them. Yvette and Emma and Sarah. Yeah, and actually I was just talking to Yvette just about 4 hours ago. But, I mean, I think this is a great way. If you come in with the attitude that, hey, we're here to have fun, we're going to get some exercise in. If we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Hey, but we're just going to have fun. And if you get into that mentality, which is kind of hard, you know, especially with the younger generation, but it's kind of hard. But if you just get into that mentality, and it will be a great environment for former college athletes, former high school athletes to just bond and just meet and network and just have a great time. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. I took all the surveys. Doesn't matter if you have the, you know, the trophies or the sweatshirts, although I still have both my sweatshirts. That's more for my mom and my dad. I think it's a great thing what you're doing. I'm sad that I couldn't be with the last, you know, participate in the last tournament, but I think it's just a great thing. I think it's a great environment, and I just think that, you know, it can just progress on so many levels if people would get out their own way, if they would get over the fact that I won this. It's not pro sports. It's not NC2A. It's just rec fun. And that's cool for Bartok, but, you know what? Let's say, hey, you know, I went down to this city or this country. I met these people, and I had a great time. If I won, I won. If I didn't, hey, I had a great time. That's my whole feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's
right.
Even the losers get 10. We still got 10. We had a swell time in the evening. Amen.
That's
exactly that,
right. A great time in the evening, right? Anyway, evening started at like 2 o'clock, right?
For a lot of women, I think you're absolutely correct on that. Tam, you want to add anything to tonight's discussion before we go?
It's been another great evening, and again, it's been my privilege and pleasure to hang out with you and our great guest co-host, Ms. Mickey Jones, and hopefully one of these tournaments we get to hang out.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah, and finish the show. I'm going to thank you very much, Mickey Jones and Tamlin Walker. I'm just going to give a summary for everybody. Our 21st Kelly McGillis Classic International Women's and Girls Flag Football Championship and World Challenge Game is going to be February 16th to the 19th, 2012, at Cocoa Beach. And I know, Tam, you're going to be thinking about that. You're
going to
be
right
thinking about that. I dream of Jeannie. Yeah, yeah. Mickey, you can make that one.
Also,
our next tournament coming up for this year is September 17th, 18th, the Kate Clinton Classic, P-Town, Massachusetts. We have a loose women's team. Individuals can sign up. And we have two slots. We could take two more teams. And you know what? We may just very well incorporate that loose women's team. We're going to have to ask the teams that have signed up so far. I want to thank Sippin for being our sponsor for this month's show. And we welcome any other companies or people or who would like to sponsor our next monthly IWFFA radio. Just contact us, go to our website, and you can be our next sponsor for the next month's show. Our promotional tour has begun already, and we're going to start some new teams on the east coast of the U.S., and we have a separate page for that. You can see photos and updates and such. For teams, I know it's summertime, but IWFFA offers the lowest price for flag tag belts and flags, $60 a dozen, and that is cheap. And for those of you who love that TDJ all-weather premium grade football. That's our standard ball with the IWFFA logo. $35. Just contact our office. And our radio show, if you've missed any part of it or any of the past shows, you could just click on IWFFA Radio from our homepage. And on the bottom of our radio page, you could see that link where you can download any show. We've been on air now over a year, and I want to thank BJ again. Mary Angelini, by the way, too. Let me give her credit for helping us communicate with BJ. And let's see, our website is IWFFA.com. If you'd like to phone the office, it's 888-GO-IWFFA. Our email address is very easy. It's IWFFA@IWFFA.com. And, Tam, anything else? Mickey, that's it?
That's been great.
What do you
again, out to the Octopussies.
Yeah, my goodness. Hey, thank you to the Octopussies. Hey, congratulations to those teams who played in the Joring Denmark tournament, Varberg, Uppsala, Glimstad, and the Danish Devils, and those Oslo teams, Oslo Moss, Polar Bears. We also had the Tigers, the Octopussies, and the Loose Women's team. Tam, thanks so much. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next month, the third Thursday of every month. All right, take it easy.
Good night.
Good night.